for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday morning, May the 24th, 1991. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the minister of the morning.
We thank you for your vessels you've brought here to minister, Lord, to the people. And we thank you for the people that have come. And Lord, as we go into the Word today, we humble our hearts before you. We ask the Holy Spirit to quicken us together, Lord. We exalt your name. We praise you. We are nothing in ourselves. We can do nothing. We can say nothing. We can be nothing without you. We trust in you, Lord Jesus, to help us today. Speak to us and through us, we pray. And everybody said amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. God love you and God bless you. I was in Oklahoma not long ago where I live, of course. Me and another brother was staying in a motel, minister of the gospel. He's an apostle of the Lord. And as we woke up, the word of the Lord came to him that morning. And the word of the Lord said to him concerning a person in the congregation that day. This is what the Lord said. Tell that person she can be a Deborah, but not to follow Athaliah. She could be a Deborah, but not to follow Athaliah. How many know Athaliah is alive in the land today? How many know about Athaliah? Not very many. But the Holy Ghost began to speak to me in the night last night, close to, I'd say, 1:30 about Athaliah. And we'll touch on that in just a minute. How many know there's a harlot church? Now, before we go into Athaliah, turn with me to Revelation. And I really appreciated the ministry of our brother and sister this morning. It really blessed me. And I enjoyed the message Brother Jack brought last night. How many enjoyed the word last night? Praise God. How many know we should give flowers while we're living, not when we die? All right, Revelation chapter... First of all, go to chapter 21. I want to show you two things here. First of all, concerning the true church and the harlot church. Chapter 21 of Revelation. I mean, oh, this is a powerful chapter here. And if you want to know the time setting, look down to verse 9 in chapter 21. I usually go like a house of fire, but I may not go as fast today. Is that all right? I'll slow down a little bit. Look in 21:9. And there came to me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials or bowl judgments full of the seven last plagues. Now, I want you to notice, one of the seven angels come that's going to bring judgment on the earth. And notice he talked with me saying, come hither, or actually come closer, and I will show thee the bride, come on, the Lamb's wife. I mean, no, Jesus is not married to a building or to a natural city. He's married to a people. Yes. And people who read this chapter 21 see a big city coming down on top of somebody else, you know. But we are the city of the living God. He said, you're like a city set on a hill. Come on. That cannot be hit. I mean, no, that's Bible. Now, hold your place. Go to Isaiah 52. Let me give you one more scripture to back that city up. Isaiah 52. I'm a teacher, and we're going to be teaching the Word. How many know the apostle governs, the prophet guides, the evangelist gathers, the shepherd guards, and the teacher grinds. So we're going to grind a little this morning. And in chapter 52 of Isaiah, verse 1, awake, awake, put on thy strength or joy, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments. Come on, help me. O Jerusalem, the what? We're not talking about natural Jerusalem. We're talking about the church, the bride, the Lamb's wife. He's saying, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. How many know God's going to purge His church? Shake thyself from the dust. How many know the dust is a serpent's meat? Adam was made of dust. Amen? And we know when we're moving in the flesh, man, we're moving back again into the dust realm. And Satan was cursed, and he was to eat dust. And we know he eats and is nourished on our flesh. There is a spirit of Diabolos. Diabolos or Satan or the devil. And we know that every time we come against a brother and sister, we become accused of the brethren. We're feeding Satan. And he became a dragon. He was a serpent in Genesis. He's a dragon in Revelation. He went from a skinny serpent to a fat dragon. Amen. Come on now. Don't feed him. Don't give him a sandwich. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down. O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck or your will, O captive daughter of Zion. Brethren, we are the city of the living God. Can you say amen? We are that city, hallelujah, that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. He is the light of the world, and yet he said, you're the light of the world, because we have that light in us today. Hallelujah, the light of the Lord. Now, back to Revelation, he says, in chapter 21, John said this angel. Now, I believe John seeing the Lamb's wife, the bride, and the setting or the time, here is right before the bold judgments are poured out, because this angel comes. And in verse 9, again, he says to us, notice there, that he carried him out in the spirit, of course, and he showed him the bride, the Lamb's wife. Verse 10, he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. Now, that's not a physical place, but that's a spiritual place. And showed him what? Come on. That great city, come on, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Now, we're all preaching, you know, the church is going to fly off any minute. But let me tell you, the church has to come down. Come on, help me now. I mean, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places today. And the church is going to descend, praise the Lord. The bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, in chapter 12, the man-child is caught to the throne. And here in chapter 21, she is coming down out of heaven as a bride prepared for her husband. Now, let me look in chapter 17. I've got so much that I want to, just coming in on me, I want to bring out if I can. Chapter 17, verse 1. Now, here's the same angel coming to John. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, or seven bowl judgments, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, come closer, and I will show unto thee the judgment, come on, of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now look in verse 15. Verse 15 it tells you. And he said to me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. God is saying to his people, come out of her, my people, and be not partaker of her plagues. Can you say amen? That harlot is in the earth. That harlot system, that harlot church religious system is in the earth. And God's saying, come out of her. It's one thing to come out, but God also wants her to come out of us. Can you say amen? Amen. So we see the angel is showing John both the true church and the harlot system. One, he had to be taken to a high mountain to see the bride. And one, he had to go into the wilderness to see the harlot. I mean, no, God may take you into the wilderness to see this harlot. In the spirit. You better believe it. Now, so we can see something. There are two women. The true woman, the false woman. One is a whorish woman. One is a virgin woman. Both are called cities. Look in chapter 17. Look at verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So there's two cities, isn't there? There's a true city, people of God, and a false city, a false people of God. And so John was carried in the spirit, as I said, into the wilderness, and then he was carried to a great and high mountain. One is Babylon, one is the true church. One is the harlot church, one is the true church. Again, as I said, one is the energized by the mystery of iniquity, the other is energized by the mystery of godliness. Can you say amen? Now, let's go back to a scripture. Turn with me to Ezekiel 16. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 16. And look at verses 44. And I know it's probably a proverb, but let's look at it. Behold, everyone that useth proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter. How many has ever heard like daddy like son, or like son like daddy, rather? Whatever. It's the same on the other side. Whatever mommy is, how many know many of the daughters are the same? Now, Jezebel was the mother of Athaliah. And how many know Jezebel has a Baal on the end of her name? And that speaks of Baal worship. Rebel, rebellion. You ever thought about the word rebellion, the last four letters? What is it? Lion. L-I-O-N. How many know he's the head of all the rebellion? Satan. Babel. See? Now, we know that Jezebel, as well as Athaliah, was and is a controller, a manipulator, and a dominator. And there are those who dominate. There are those who denominate. There are those who want you to be isolated in order to indoctrinate you. Can you say amen? How many has ever come out of that? Now, Jack read last night in Revelation 14 that the sons of God, which are the 144,000, and that I don't teach it's a literal number, but it's a symbolical number I teach and I believe, but however people say it, that's their business. But nevertheless, it is the sons of God. And I believe that the 144,000 are God's sons in the earth, but it says they follow the Lamb whithersoever, come on, that he goeth. I mean, no, the Lamb went to the cross first, and the Lamb went into the Holy of Holies. And before we can enter that Holy of Holies, how many know there's going to be a cross in our lives? And we know to follow the Lamb, it takes two things. It takes a cross. We have to deny ourselves, take up that cross of His, and follow Him. And we can only follow Him as we're led by the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. How many want to be a son this morning? Every one of us should want to be a son. And we have not come into full sonship yet, but yet we should be growing and maturing in the Lord and reaching toward that prize of the mark which is in Christ Jesus. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. God's been giving me a word lately on that resurrection, that Anastasis resurrection in Philippians 3. It's only used one time, that word. And it's a resurrection, a spiritual and a moral resurrection while yet in the body. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about a physical resurrection, the general resurrection. I'm talking about a spiritual and a moral resurrection while yet living in a body. Hallelujah. That's the transfiguration that happened to Jesus in Matthew 17. Are you hearing me? There was such an explosion from within to without. I mean, God wants an explosion in our life. Amen. Now, turn with me to Jeremiah. And we're going to touch on some things here. Jeremiah 44. We're going to touch on Athaliah in a minute. We're on it right now, as far as that goes, but we're going to touch on her name. Now, chapter 44 of Jeremiah, verse 3. God said, because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger. I may believe there's some things that upsets God, that we do. In that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods, whom they do not, neither they, ye, nor your fathers. Howbeit, now look at verse 5 now, verse 4. Howbeit I send unto you all my servants the prophets. You know, God is trying to stop his people from going and whoring after other gods, isn't he? And what does God do? He sends the prophets. Rising early, sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearken not, nor incline the ear to turn from their wickedness to burn incense to other gods. Now, look down to verse 7. Look down to verse 7. God said, therefore now, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your soul? Against your souls. Going after other gods, burning incense to other gods, or worshiping other gods. He's saying that we will actually bring evil against our soul. How many know there's soul ties? And so if we go after some other god, there is a soul tie committed, and it has to be broken. Now, And God lays down the judgments and all that's going to happen. Now look at verse 15. Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods. Well, how many know husbands need to warn their wives? And wives need to warn their husbands. Come on now. In the right spirit. And all the women that stood by a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Patros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken to us, in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. I mean, no, that's total rebellion, brethren. They refused to hear the prophet Jeremiah. I mean, no, the Bible said, if we believe the prophets, we'll prosper. Turn it around. If you do not believe the prophets God sends your way with the word of the Lord, you will not prosper. And so they said, we will not hearken to you, Jeremiah. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth. We won't listen to your mouth, but we'll do what our mouth says. To burn incense, come on, help me now. To the queen of heaven. To the queen of heaven. Hallelujah. How many know that that queen is alive today in the heavens? Paul said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers. Come on, principalities, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits where? In heavenly high places. And I want to tell you, the queen of heaven is in heavenly high places today. And God's saying to us here that they were burning incense to this queen of heaven and to pour out drink offerings to her. We have done, we our fathers, our kings, our princes in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals and were well and saw no evil. The devil will take the pressure off sometimes for a period of time to snare you. Come on, don't shout me down now. It's the truth. But how many know he's a liar? He's a liar. But since we left to burn incense to the queen of heaven and pour out drink offerings to her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the queen of heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings to her without our men? So we can see there is a queen of heaven today. Now the Lord woke me up one night. He told me, he said, the harlot church, the queen of heaven, the worship of Mary, Dinah of Ephesians, and Jezebel was the same thing. He spoke to me and woke me and spoke to me. Now turn with me over to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles. And there's a lot that I need to go into, but I'm not going into today. In 2 Chronicles 18. Look at verse 1, first of all. And we know we're to make no agreements with our enemy. Because there is no agreement with Christ and Belial. There is no agreement, come on, with darkness and light. There is no agreement with truth and error. And yet we see in chapter 18, verse 1, Jehoshaphat, this is a good king, had riches and honor in abundance and joined affinity. I mean, oh, that was, he entered agreement here with Ahab. Ahab is a wicked man, a wicked king. And yet they're joining, there's an affinity, an agreement being made. But if you look in chapter 19, God sent a prophet. Look in chapter 19, verse 2. And here comes a seer, and he goes out to meet Jehoshaphat in verse 2, and he said, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. I mean, no, we join with evil, wrath coming on us. Can you say amen? Now, what I really see in the situation when Jehoshaphat and his joined this agreement with Ahab, how many know what brought two families together here? And his son married, hear me now, Athaliah. His son married Athaliah. Now, Jezebel came in and infiltrated the ten tribes. Athaliah, she came in and attacked the other. I mean, there were two others. And if an enemy can't get you one way, he's coming another way. Come on, don't shout me down. That's true. Now, look in 2 Chronicles here. Look in 2 Chronicles with me here. Praise the Lord. And look in chapter 21, I believe it is. And we see here, Jehoram in verse 5, he's beginning to reign after his father Jehoshaphat died. Look at verse 6. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, not his father. So when that affinity took place, it did something in this son. It caused him to walk not after a godly king, but an ungodly king. Come on, help me now. And it says here, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, which is Athaliah, and he wrought that which was evil. Come on. In the eyes of the Lord. God's watching, isn't he? God's seeing the good and God's seeing the bad. I want to tell you, God is seeing the sins of America today. And God is seeing the sins of the church today. How many know it's time that we be cleansed and purged individually and corporately? Amen. I'm not to point a finger at you, but I'm to point the finger at me and say, get your heart right. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to get the mote out of my eye before I can get the plank out of yours. Amen? Or the mote, whatever. You know, I'll get the plank out of mine and get the mote out of yours, whatever. We've got to get it out. Now, let's look in chapter 21 and look at verse 13. Hallelujah. Notice here in chapter 13. And God pronounces a curse upon Jehoram. And you'll notice it said in verse 13, because he wouldn't walk in the ways of his father, thou hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and hast made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go whoring like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab. And also hast slain thy brethren of thy father's house, which were better than thyself. Look at verse 14 now. Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people. And thy children, thy wives, and all thy goods. And thou shalt have great sickness by disease of thy bowels until thy bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. How many know that was a curse put on this family because of wickedness and because of evil? Listen, there are families that have curses on them today. Can you say amen? And they must be broken, brethren. There must be repentance in the house of the Lord. Come on now. Amen? Amen. And you know what God did? God raised up a Philistine against the house of Jehoram. Look in verse 16. I mean, God can raise some spirits up against us if we don't repent and walk right. Amen. Right. Moreover, the Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistine. That means to roll or wallow in the dust. Amen? And the Arabians and so forth. Now, look down to verse 19. This man got sick, it said, all of his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness, and his people made no burning for him like the burning of his father. So he died. Now, look over a little further with me. Now look in chapter 22. Look in chapter 22. Then we see the son of Jehoram is going to reign as king. Remember, Jehoshaphat reigned, he was a godly king. And then this wicked king, Jehoram, who followed Ahab, now is dead. So his son's going to reign in his stead. Look at verse 2 now. 42 years was Ahaziah when he began to reign. He reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name also, come on, was Athaliah. Now you know what it says here, the daughter of Omri, but it's the granddaughter of Omri. It's the granddaughter of Omri. And you know, Omri was the father of Ahab. If I remember right. I mean, no, he was a wicked man. You know the problem with people, they don't read the Old Testament. Isn't that right? We need a knowledge of this Old Testament. And so, Athaliah, the daughter of Omri, the granddaughter. Now, verse 3. Look at verse 3 now. He also walked, this son now, this son of Athaliah,
And he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab. So what was in father, come on, was in son. And what's in us? From our daddies too, amen? He walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do, come on, wickedly. How many know there's some counsel in the land that's wicked?
Amen.
There's some counsel in the church that needs to be thrown out.
Amen.
There's people got a shingle hanging from 8 to 5, a counselor, and some needs to close shop because most of it is of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If it's not seasoned ministry and led by the Holy Ghost, throw it out for my benefit.
Yes.
Now let me show you something. Look at Isaiah 30. Maybe strong this morning, but we need it. Isaiah 30. I need it. You need it. Isaiah 30. Look at verse 1. He said, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel. Now, if we're moving in rebellion, we're going to go to the wrong counselor. It's not going to be the Lord. We're going to turn our shoulder against God's counsel, aren't we? But not of me, God said, that cover, come on, with a covering. How many know the Lord's our covering today?
Yes, hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, covers me and covers you today. But not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, and they walk to go down into the world, which is the lust of the eye, lust of flesh, and pride of life, Egypt. And have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust not in the under the shadow of the Almighty, but in the shadow of Egypt, the world. So God said, God is saying rebellion will take you to wrong counsel. It'll bring you under wrong covering. It'll cause you to sin. It'll cause you to go down into Egypt. It'll cause you to put your strength in Pharaoh, who's a type of the devil.
Yes. Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
Now, back in Chronicles. It says back here in 2 Chronicles 22 that this man, Ahaziah, he begins to listen to counselors. And his counselors was, one of his counselors was his mother, Athaliah, and she taught him to do wickedly. In verse 3. Now look at verse 4. Wherefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, and they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction.
Yes.
Real counsel will lead you to repentance and godliness and cause you to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, there's counsel for people to go to the get a divorce from the husband and wife today in the land. Come on now. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. So watch who you hear. Amen? Look at verse 5. He walked also after their counsel. Back in verse 3, what kind of counsel was it? Wickedly. Where did it lead him? To destruction.
Yes.
Don't sit under wrong counsel. It will lead you to death. Can you say amen?
Yes.
There is safety, hear me, in the multitude of counselors. I mean, like to just go to one doctor. Sometime you need two or three to talk to you, amen, about certain situations. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Some have been spared operations and a lot of trouble because they went to some other doctors besides one doctor. Hallelujah. I've learned not anybody has it all. Jesus knows it all. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He knows it all. Now, look in 2 Chronicles 22. Look at verse 10. Look at verse 10. But when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, so he died, just like his daddy. That curse had come down to him. She arose and destroyed all, she thought, the seed royal of the house of Judah. How many know Judah's the praisers?
Yes.
She destroyed all the royal seed of the praisers. Hallelujah. How many know the devil wants to kill the praisers? Come on, don't shout me down now. He's wanting to kill the royal seed today. How many know that Haman wanted to kill the royal seed?
Yes.
In the book of Esther. And he built a gallows to kill Mordecai on, and yet he had a plan and a plot to kill all the Jewish people. The people of God, brother. But how many know that plan turned on him?
Yes.
And the Bible said that that gallows was 50 cubits high. 50 is the anointing, what Pentecost means. The Holy Ghost hung him. Hallelujah. Haman got hung by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I mean, if we set a trap for others, we're going to get hung. I mean, we're going to get sprung on or whatever. We're going to fall in the trap. Amen. Now, Haman built it 50 cubits. That's a picture of the flesh getting into Pentecost. There's a lot of fleshly things going on that we think's the anointing. Come on, help me now. But there is a false anointing in the church. And we had better know it, recognize it, and not have anything to do with it. Come on now. But it's a principle there. The flesh getting into Pentecost, seeking to destroy the people of God. But God turned the thing on Haman. And I was thinking, you know, there's Haman who hated the Jews. There is Hitler who hated the Jews. And there's Hussein who hates the Jews. And I want to tell you today, regardless of how you see it, there's only one Israel today. Is one Israel today. God sees one Israel. And in the end, how many know it's going to be one? He has broken down the middle wall of partition. Come on now. And he's made one.
Hallelujah.
Out of Jew and Gentile. Can you say amen? Thank God. Now, so we can see something. She's out to kill, to destroy this royal seed of God. Now look down to verse 12. Look down to verse 12. And of course, Joash was the one that was hid that she didn't know about. And when he was revealed, she began to cry, treason, treason. Now look at verse 12. And he was with them, hid in the house of God, 6 years. Six is the number of man. But notice something else there. And Athaliah, and this is what she wants. She wants the throne.
Yes, she does.
She wants the preeminence. She wants to be exalted. Come on. How many know there's a spirit of pride in the church?
Amen.
It's Leviathan. It's Leviathan. We've got to go down.
Yes.
When I started years ago in the ministry, a brother came and he went into a vision and he saw the ministry the Lord has given me. And he said to me, he said, I see you like a little boy on a skateboard. And how, and going around the circle, and how the circle's small, and it'll go out, and finally it'll go way out, and he said, that's where your ministry will be. But here's what he said. He came in the vision, and as he saw me ministering, he said, stay humble, stay humble, stay humble. Because if we go down, how many know he'll raise us up?
Hallelujah.
But brother, if we reach up, we're going to fall like Satan did.
Yes.
And Jesus said, I saw him fall as lightning. Because he reached up, and when he did, he fell.
Yes.
We can't go down in ourselves. It takes the Lord in us to do it.
Hallelujah.
How many know there's a false humility?
Yes.
But there's a true humility that God works in. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Now it says here that this woman, this wicked spirit, that was in Athaliah, reigned over the land. And I went into areas and to churches, and I've seen that spirit in operation.
Yes.
But again, we've got to first see it in us. I mean, oh, there's some Jezebel, there's some Ahab, and there's some Absalom in every one of us that we've got to deal with first. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And if we'll deal again with ourselves, God will open our eyes to help somebody else.
Yes.
But Athaliah reigned over the land. Now, why is that Jezebel so strong today? How many want to know why? Let me tell you why. Because Elijah's coming forth. Come on now. A company of sons. The Elijah company. Amen. So once again, we see Ahab and Jezebel. A political system and a religious system, a beast system, and a harlot system joining together, and they're going to be against you and me. They are against us. But God in the midst is raising Elijah up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of Elijah. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That double portion ministry. The one that will minister behind the veil and yet here in the earth as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, at Jezebel, we knew, no, did not fall. Now, Elijah prophesied her death, her doom, her demise, and her destruction, but she did not die until the reign of Elisha, that double portion ministry. And I tell you here today, brethren, God is going to bring Miss Jezebel down. Come on, don't shout me down. In our lives, in our families, in our churches, across the land, God is going to raise Elijah up to restore the fathers. Come on. The hearts of the fathers to the children. And the children to the fathers. That's in the home and that's in the church. Let me tell you, if Elijah doesn't come, we are cursed with a curse. I mean, although that's the Bible. But he's coming to remove the curse. Starts in us, doesn't it? Hallelujah. I said it starts in us. Now, look in 2 Chronicles here now. With me again. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 24. Look in chapter 24. Look at verse 7. I didn't choose this message today. God chose it. So I don't apologize. 2 Chronicles 24:7. For the sons of Athaliah. Now here's the offspring of Athaliah, who was the offspring of Jezebel and Ahab. The sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, and remember that wicked woman was a wicked counselor. It says, had broken up, come on, the house of God. How many's ever seen a house of God broken up? Raise your hand. How many's ever seen homes broken up? Certainly. How many's ever felt you were broken up? Amen. Come on, amen. There's a reason for it. Jezebel's alive in the land. Now, I'm not exalting her. I'm just telling you the truth. This offspring of Athaliah had broken up the house of God. God is not the author of confusion. But he's peace in all the churches. Can you say amen? And had broken up the house of God and also all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord did they bestow upon Balaam. What does that mean? That means they took the offerings that was to God and gave it to Balaam. How many know we better know where we're putting our money in this hour? And I'm not asking you to give me any money today. I don't mean that at all. But what I'm trying to tell you is we better put our money where God directs us into the kingdom of God. Let me show you this. Look over in Luke just a minute. Luke 8. How many know there's a lot of merchandisers in the church? And I preach against it, and I hate that spirit because it's a control too. But God will supply and meet every need as we walk humbly before him. Can you say amen? Look in chapter 8, verse 1. It came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city, this is Jesus, and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the... Notice, it's glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits, this is his followers, and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Johanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, Susanna, and many others, which ministered to him of what? How many know he had a bag? Judas carried the bag, and there wasn't marbles, and it was money in it. But you'll notice his message was the kingdom, and there were people that followed him, gave to the work of the Lord. And I refuse, hear me, I refuse to put my money in anything that's not the kingdom of God. I will not do it. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back here just a minute. Go back to Chronicles. We see that she has a wicked offspring because she's a wicked woman. They break up the house of God. They take the dedicated things of God, the offering of the Lord, and they bestow it or give it unto Balaam. Yes. And I want to tell you, if you get your loaf of bread at the Safeway, don't go over to Humpty Dumpty and try to pay for it. Huh? If you get your bread here, how many know we need to support this work right here too? Amen. And wherever God's placed you in a local work, where God's placed you by the Holy Ghost, you need to support the local work. I'm strong in a local church. I believe in a local church. I believe in supporting a local church. I believe submitting in a local church. How many believe that?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe that. I believe it's necessary. I believe it's Bible, and I believe we should. Now, look over in Kings with me. Look over in Kings with me. 2 Kings 11. 2 Kings 11. Look in verse 15. 2 Kings 11, 15. It said, but Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds and officers of the host, and said to them, have her, that's Athaliah, forth without the ranges, and him that followeth her, kill with the sword. Those that followed Athaliah, he said, kill with the sword. It takes me back to what the prophet said the morning we woke up. God said to this lady that morning, this is what he was saying to this brother, you can be a Deborah, but don't follow Athaliah. Athaliah will be destruction. It'll be death. Can you say amen? Brethren, don't follow Athaliah today. Don't follow that Jezebel spirit. Follow Jesus. Amen? Now look down in chapter 11. Look at verse 20. Look at verse 20. And all the people of the land rejoiced. And when she's thrown out of your life, how many know you're going to rejoice? And I'm going to rejoice. Amen. And I rejoice because she's been thrown out some. How many know deliverance is like peeling an onion? Amen, Glenn. I've got a few layers off, but I got some more to go. Amen. Come on now, don't shout me down. All the people and rejoiced, and the city was quiet because they slew Athaliah. How many know this city is going to be quiet when you get her out? It's going to be some peace. As long as she dwells in your temple with Jesus, how many know it's not going to be in peace? Huh? Amen? Now I want to tell you seven ways how to overcome Jezebel or Athaliah.
You know, I went to a place one several times. Bill knows this is the truth. I went to one place in Nebraska, I don't know, three or four times. And every time I'd go, God would deal with me to preach on Jezebel. And I'd say, what in the world am I doing? Every time I come, I'm preaching on Jezebel. But I found out later why. There was a big Jezebel mess up there. Hallelujah. And it's beginning to get cleared up. Thank the Lord Jesus. In Proverbs 7, look at verse 4 and 5. We need two things here. Say to wisdom, thou art my sister. Let's all say that. Wisdom, you're my sister. Come on, let's say it. Wisdom, you're my sister. I mean, oh, Jesus is our wisdom today. So he said, wisdom is my sister. Thank the Lord. And call understanding thy kinswoman or close friend. Let's say that. Understanding, you're my close friend. Next verse. Why? That they, wisdom and understanding, may keep thee from the strange woman. From the stranger that flattereth with her word. Brethren, we need the wisdom and the understanding of God today against Jezebel in our lives. Can you say amen? I need it. You need it. Now turn with me to 2 Kings 9. 2 Kings 9. I'll show you the third thing. 2 Kings chapter 9. Praise you, Lord. And look at verse 30. When Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face. Now, I'm not against women wearing makeup. I'm not here to preach on that. But how many know there is a hypocrisy? We can all put a mask on and hide behind it, can't we? And tired or beautified her head. It's a sexual enticement here. And looked out a window. And verse 32 said, he lifted up his face to the window and said, this is Jehu, who's on my side? Who? And there looked after him two or three eunuchs. Now, these were eunuchs in the physical, the natural. But how many know God wants us to be a eunuch? What does that mean? That means we will not, dare not reproduce out of ourselves, only by the Holy Ghost. Yes, that's right. out of the spirit. Now, and so he said, throw her down. Yeah. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and the horses, and he trod her underfoot. The eunuchs were not afraid of Miss Jezebel. And I believe as we grow in God, and as we learn to reproduce by the Holy Ghost, how many know we're going to throw her down in our lives as well as others? We're not to be afraid of Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel. And so we've got to become a eunuch. Look in Isaiah 56. I'm going to show you about the eunuchs here. Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56. And look in verse 3. It said, the Lord, middle part, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. That's no moisture, no rain, death, and whatever. If you look at it that way. For thus saith the Lord to the eunuchs, that keep my Sabbath and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Verse 7. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in the house of prayer. Brethren, God wants us to become a eunuch today. Amen. How many know there's some people born eunuchs? There's some that are made eunuchs by men, and there's some who make themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of God's sake. That's a 36-100 principle, I suppose you'd say. Now turn with me to Ezekiel 13. Let me. The first one is wisdom and understanding, number 1 and 2. Number 3, we've got to become a eunuch to overcome Jezebel. And number 4, turn to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 13. Praise God. I'm like Jack last night. I appreciate the liberty here at Lake Hamilton to preach the Word of God. You can't preach the Word any place you go like this. Ezekiel 13, look at verse 17. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people. Now, first of all, he prophesied against the prophets. Now he's going to touch the women who are prophets. Well, how many know Jezebel's in men and women? It's a spirit. Notice, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them. How many want to do that? You better run for your life. Verse 18. Elijah did. You know why Elijah ran? You know why Elijah ran? Because he didn't have the rhema. He ran because he didn't have the rhema. But when he got the rhema, how many know he turned around? Come on, amen. We've run without the rhema too. We've all been in circumstances and we've ran. But when we heard from God, we turned. Come on. Hallelujah. Face the situation. Verse 18. And say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. What's Jezebel after, brethren? Your mind, your will, emotions, and your desires. And if you come under Jezebel, you're going to come under the spirit of insanity. You're going to come under, of course, the dominion, whatever, but it'll bring a sickness. How many know the Lord said, I'll put her in place? Remember that? Those who commit sin with her? And that literally means a sick bed, a bed of disease. And those who come under Jezebel, who are controlled by Jezebel, are going to be sick, not only physically, but even spiritually and mentally and emotionally. Can you say amen? Now he said, now when we're dealing with magic and charms here in these verses, the Amplified Translation. He's saying, she's going to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people? And everybody said, amen, you will. She wants your soul. I mean, oh, Jesus wants your soul. The enemy coming from without to control, God from within wants to control. Or whatever enemy we have in us. Will you hunt the souls of my people? Will you save the souls of life that come to you? Verse 19. Will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread? To save the souls that should not die, to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against your pillows, wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly. God said, I will tear them from your arms. I will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear, deliver my people out of your hand. They shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Now look at the next verse. Because with lies You have made the heart of the righteous what? What's the next point? Joy is what you got to have to defeat Jezebel. Anytime we're yielding to oppression, come on, oppression, and all that old gloom and stuff that gets a hold of us, how many know we've all had to fight it? But we've got to get it out. How many know opening up to the joy of the Lord and the strength of God, it'll get that out of us. For those who've walked under this thing, it's going to take a lot of joy. Hallelujah. Because she's going to make you sad. Anybody lays hands on you and makes you sad, how many know you better get it off of you? I want to say something right here. Be careful who lays hands on you in this hour. I've been hit lately with people walking up and laying hands on me, and I'm tired of that spirit hitting me. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let anybody run up and lay hands on you unless you know them. Guard yourself with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hear me now. I believe in laying on of hands. I don't want just anybody doing it. And you say amen. Amen. Because you can get hit. It says lay hands suddenly. Come on, help me. On no man. Need to be partakers, come on, of other men's sin. Be cautious. Be cautious in the Lord. Amen. Now, so we need a lot of joy to offset the sadness. And listen to what God said, whom I have not made sad. If we're sad today, recognize if God didn't put it on you. Amen. And strengthen the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. Therefore you shall see no more vanity nor divine divinations. I'll deliver my people out of your hand. You shall know that I am the Lord. I mean, there's a lot of false prophets in the church. It's controlled. Be careful. Be cautious. Amen? But know that what God is saying, make sure it's God. Now, that's number what? Four? Number five, we got to grow up in Christ. Turn to Proverbs 7 again. Proverbs 7. Let me show you who Jezebel goes after first. Proverbs 7. Proverbs 7, verse 7. And behold, I beheld among the simple ones. How many know that? I beheld a simple one, an immature one. I discerned among the youth a young man void of something. And I want to tell you, many young in the Lord have been destroyed by Jezebel. And we're all young, as far as that goes, compared to what God knows. But how many know it's time to grow up in Christ? And I could go into a lot of things on sonship, and here, so many things we could go into. But let's go back to chapter 1 just a minute with that. Let's go back to chapter 1. Verse 22. Chapter 1, verse 22. Listen to what the Lord said. You know, in verse 20, wisdom crying out, her voice is in the street. In Revelation, Jesus knocking to get in the church, isn't he? I mean, we're the church. I want to tell you, brethren, Jesus is a dirty word in a lot of churches today. But I'll tell you, the wisdom of God that's crying out. In verse 22, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? Are you immature ones? How long will you love to be immature? And the scorners delight in her scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. How many know that's God's chastening, correction, rebuke, and whatever? Behold, I'll pour out my spirit upon you, and I'll make known my work to you. Behold, I called you, refused. I stretched out my apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists, and no man regarded. Have you said it not all my counsel with none of my reproof that's coming to the hand ministry? I also will laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear comes and desolation, your destruction comes as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish comes upon you, then shall they call upon me. I'll not answer. They shall see me, but they shall not find me. But that they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, that would none of my counsel despise my reproof that comes of the hand ministry. God said, you'll eat of the fruit of your own way. Verse, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. I want to tell you, it's time to grow up in Christ. Without the apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists, we'll not come to perfection and maturity. Can you say amen? God ordained that. The Christ in them, speaking through them. Hallelujah. We need to submit to. Now, number six, we've got to be led of the Holy Spirit. Turn to Proverbs 9. Proverbs 9. I want to show you right here. You got two choices, either Jesus or Jezebel. You got only two choices. We're following Jesus today or Jezebel. Chapter 9 of Proverbs. Wisdom, this is Jesus, has built in her house, and we're the house. She has hewn out her seven pillars, seven spiritual perfections. She has killed her beast. Now, this is not just a beast nature. She has mingled her wine. She has also furnished her table. How many know wisdom setting a table today in the church? Come and dine. Amen. She has sent forth her maidens. She cried upon the highest places of the city. How many know that's the heavenly places? That's wisdom now. Whoso is simple or immature, let him turn in hither. Now remember, God's leading. As for him that wanteth understanding, she says to him, come, eat of my bread and drink of my wine. There you got the bread and the wine. You got communion, which I've mingled. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Who's God saying that to? The simple one. Wisdom is seeking to lead the young ones into the bread and into the wine. Amen? And into fellowship with Jesus. Now, turn down to verse 13. Look at verse 13. Somebody else can lead. A foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple and knoweth nothing. She sits at the door of her house on a seat. Come on now. Here's Athaliah. Here's Jezebel. Here's the queen of heaven. She's sitting in a seat in high places, heavenly places of the city. What's she doing? To call passengers to go right on their way. Whoso is simple, let him turn hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she says to him, stolen waters are sweet. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant, but he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. We only got two choices. Be led by God into Jesus, or be led by the enemy into death. Can you say amen? Last point. You've got to have the anointing to deal with Jezebel. 2 Kings 9. How many know we need the anointing? We need the anointing of God. Oh, brother, we need that anointing today. Hallelujah. I've learned it's not in myself, but I can do anything. 2 Kings 9. Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophets, one of the sons of the prophets, and said to him, gird up thy loins. How many of the loins is the reproductive organ? The strength area. We've got to reproduce by God, remember? Take this box of oil, picture and type of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? In your hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. And when thou comest hither, look out there, Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go on and make him rise up among the brethren. Carry him to an inner chamber and take the box of oil and pour it on his head. I mean, we need some new oil on our heads today. We need to be anointed with fresh oil today. There needs to come a freshness within us today. Come on, amen. We can go through the motions. We can go to the right, but we need a fresh anointing. Yes. We need some prophet, hallelujah, or some apostle, somebody that God sends to lay hands on us with some fresh oil. Come on, and anoint us anew and afresh by the Holy Ghost. Yes. I've seen the other John. I have anointed. That's the Lord. I have anointed thee, King of Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. So the young man, even the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. Hallelujah. He anointed Jehu to destroy Jezebel. Amen. God knows we need that anointing today to destroy every enemy in our life. Can you say amen? Now turn to 2 Kings. I want to touch on something else just quickly. About 10 more minutes. 2 Samuel. We're talking about control, manipulators, Jezebel, whole work. 2 Samuel 15. I know this is a kind of a hurried up thing, but you don't understand, get the case. And you know, Absalom is in the land today, too. And Absalom is a charmer. I know there's a spirit of charm in the church. He's a conspirator. He's a controller. He's a seducer. He's a conniver. He's a usurper. He wants the preeminence as well. He pushed himself into another position.
Let me know that's death. Dear Lord, we can get off on that. Now look in chapter 15. And let me show the kind of guy that Absalom is in chapter 14. He calls for Joab, and Joab doesn't come, and so he sets his barley field on fire. That's about Joab on the scene. How many ever had your barley fields on fire? Chapter 15, verse 1. It came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses, picture the world, and 50 men to run before him. Now notice something here. There's 50 men running before Absalom. 50 is the number of Pentecost. Remember what I said a while ago? He's got 50 Pentecostals going before him, 50 charismatics. They're running before him, and they don't know why they're running. I mean, we're in the race, but we better know who we're running after. Come on. We better know we're in the right lane. And we better see a goal ahead of us, which is the prize of the high calling. Can you say amen? And it said, 50 men runs before him, and Absalom rose up early and stood before, beside the way of the gate. Now, the gate is a place of authority. The gate is a place where the elders met. And so he's standing in the place of authority, and he's going to head off. He's going to head off, though, to come to the authority of the land that God put him in authority. He's going to head him off. Now, I want to say something. Those that God has joined together in marriage, let not man put asunder. And those that God has placed in the body of Christ, let me know, we better not do anything to tamper with them to get them out of the place of God. Are you hearing me? And if God has put us in authority, or anyone in authority, how many know we better recognize it and submit to Christ, the authority, and to that individual or individual? Amen? Now, it says something here. When any man had a controversy, came to the king for judgment. That would be to David and those in authority with him. Absalom called to him and said, of what city art thou? And he said, thy servant is one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said to him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man to Peter the king to hear thee. Absalom said, moreover, oh, that if I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come to me, I would do him justice. He's cutting down his father's reign, his father's authority, and he's lifting himself up. How many know there's a lot of people doing that? And I want to tell you, brother, it's dangerous and it's death to do that. Amen? That's first. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him, did to him obeyance, he put forth his hand and took him and slobbered all over him. It's just sin. How many know there's a kiss of betrayal in the church? You know what the Lord said to me in Alabama? And he spoke to me while I was shaving. You know what he said? He said, the Jonas are coming out of the whale's belly. There was a disobedience. He said, the Samson's hair is beginning to grow again. Hallelujah. And he said, David is learning how to overcome Saul. How much warfare. And this is what he said. And then he said, the Judas' parents are going out and hanging themselves over the betray Christ. Amen? I heard him say that, and I wrote it down, place to where I went. Now, it says here, notice, brethren, he kissed those who came. He kissed the betrayer. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the heart of the men of Israel. Or actually won the favor. Our allegiance is not to man, it's to God. First, we submit to authority in man, but our allegiance to God. Can you say amen? First. And he stole their hearts, and they didn't even. Now, look down to verse 10. He's sending out cries or crying in verse 10 that Absalom is reigning in Hebron, lifting up himself, blowing the trumpet. And you know, we don't have to toot our own horn. God will toot it because we're in authority. And with Absalom went in 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. Notice, immature ones following dominion. You must be careful when you say amen. Now, look in verse 12. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. Their hearts went after false authority. Now, I'm going to skip a lot of stuff. Turn over with me, please, to chapter 18. How many know Absalom got raptured? 18:9. He got raptured. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, so here's a jackass on a jackass. And the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak and didn't have a yellow ribbon on it either. His head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between heaven and the earth. There's always raptured. And the mule that was under him went away. And of course, he was shot through with arrows. He was killed. He was destroyed. Now, I may touch on this some other time if I get to share, but I want to say this in closing. In Revelation chapter 12, at the time of a man child, the sons of God being born, caught to the throne, it says that one third of the stars fall from heaven to the earth. And that's not something way back down that happened. That's in the end of the age. I want to tell you something. The tail of the dragon is against the church. The mouth of the dragon is against the church. The face of the dragon is against the church. Revelation chapter 12. All those things. And right at the time of the man child being birthed and born, it says one third of those stars fall by the tail. If you read Isaiah 9, the tail of the dragon are false prophets who are teaching lies, deceiving the people of God. And the Bible said those that follow them are destroyed. How many of you ever read that? Isaiah chapter 9. Now, the mark of a false prophet in closing, I want to say this because God let it on me today. He has a false spirit. He has a false spirit. And maybe at one time he was a true prophet. He has a false spirit. Something inside is not right. Number two, he has a tail of a dragon. And if you follow that tail of the dragon, it's going to cause you to fall out of the heavens into the final earthly realm of where you want to walk. Three, a false prophet is well spoken out. But how many of us true or hated? And Jesus said, woe to you when all men speak well, come on, of you. Number four, a false prophet is a wolf in sheep's clothing. But how many of you sent fool to sheep dog? Huh? He's got deceptive tracks. He may look like a sheep, but he still smells like that old dirty wolf, doesn't he? Number five, a false prophet is a merchandiser. I want to give you one scripture with this if I can. I'm just about through. Micah 3:5, and I can't close for God listen. Micah 3:5. I want to give you a scripture here. Because I believe there are men who have lost their anointing because of merchandise of people of God. Out in different places. And I don't want to do that. If I merchandise, I'll lose the proper judgment. In chapter 3, if you'll notice, brethren, in verse 11, I'm talking about prophets now. The head therefore judge for reward, the priest seeks for hire, and the prophets divine for what? Money. Now, we're not against money. I believe God wants us to have money, but he hates that old coveting spirit, doesn't he? In you and me. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, if not the Lord among us, none evil can come upon us. But I'll tell you, there are false prophets who want the merchandise, you and me. Beware of it. Can you say amen? There are people who have been milked out of millions and thousands of dollars across the land. We must hear God today. We're not against any individual. We're not preaching to any individual. But there is a Canaanite spirit in the church. Zechariah 14, last verse. God said he's going to rid the land, the house of God, from the Canaanite spirit. Amen. So let's deal with ourselves, first of all. Now, Number six, the false prophet will draw men to himself, but a true prophet will set the attention of the people on Jesus. I want to tell you something else. A false prophet will gather people around himself. He'll want others to follow him. But a true prophet, it wears him out and he don't want it. Did you hear that? A false prophet will gather people around himself. He'll want men to follow himself. A true prophet doesn't want it because it wears him out and it's the truth. I don't want men to follow me. I want them to follow the Lord. Come on now. We must follow Jesus. And number seven, here's a big one. And you know, a false prophet produces false miracles. And at the end of the age, there's going to be a surge, if there has been a surge, of false miracles. You better know what's God and what is the devil. We need discernment today if we've never needed it. Can you hear me? We need it. If I had time, I'd show you how we're going to overcome the beast and the false prophet. We'll do that another time. God love you. Let's stand. Amen. Appreciate being here, Ray Campbell, to get to share this word. Praise the Lord. Let's just love the Lord a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you, Lord. We love you today, Jesus. Praise you, Master. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. For the Lamb of God today. The Lord Jesus himself, the Son of the living God, the Redeemer, the Savior, the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We praise you today, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Lord, I come against every spirit of Jezebel. I come against every spirit of control and manipulation. I come against the spirit of Athaliah in this place and all of our lives. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of Jezebel, you loose the people of God. We command you, you tormenting wicked spirit, in Jesus' name. You come out, you dominating spirit, in the name of Jesus. You loose the people of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let it go, brethren. Come on, get it out there in Jesus' name. Take a breath and let it go. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name, all the manipulation, all the control, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of false prophet. Lord, anyone in this place has been under false prophet ministry, has been under the merchandisers, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You spirit of merchandising, you spirit of the false prophet, loose the people of God. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come out. Take a deep breath and get it out, brother. Push it out. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of the false prophet. We break the power of merchandising the Canaanites to power the people. Loose the people of God. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' holy name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against any gods, any false gods in our hearts today in the name of Jesus. We come against the love of money. The love of money in the name of Jesus, you loose the people of God. You spirit of covetousness and lust and greed, you come out. You come out. Come on, get it out, people. Get it out. Get that old lust out of you in Jesus' name. Get that old coveting spirit. Loose it, Lord. Loose yourself in Jesus' name. We break the power of it over our hearts and lives in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us this day. Wash us this day. Amen. From every stronghold of Jezebel, Lord. All the rebellion. Rebellion. Loose the people. Lawlessness. Rebellion. Iniquity. Come out. Independence. Come out of the people of God. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. By the authority of the Son of the living God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Son of God. Thank you, Son of God. Thank you, Lord God, we pray. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you. Praise the Lord. Well, am I on? I wondered why I didn't take the offering. You may be seated. Before. Now I know why. I'll have a word or two to say about false prophets. We had a few of them here, and there'll be some more. We do not approve here of people walking up to somebody and giving them a word, the word of the Lord. If you have a word of the Lord for somebody, you come to me, you come to Brother Jack, Brother Gene's not here, but to Brother Tommy, or to Bill, or another ministry that is here, you come to some of us. You say, I believe the Lord has given me a word for such a person. And then they will go with you, or I will go with you, or Irma, and we will be a witness to that. Otherwise, it is off limits at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground. It is forbidden, in fact. If you feel you have a word of the Lord for somebody, you must bring it to some of the ministry, and they must be a witness to the word of the Lord. So that, because there's been too many false prophecies that have gone forth that has been a harm to the people of the Lord. There's been some of it here at the campground. That's why I must be adamant about this here at the campground. Then we've had ministries here. We spoke about money. We've had ministries here who one of them happened to make a remark which got back to us, and the Lord had it get back to us. They said, I've got to think up a good prophecy for Sister So-and-so, who was here from Louisiana, and for her, because it's always good for a $100 bill in my pocket. Now, the offering plate is the place for your money at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground. And from the offering plate comes the finances that comes to the ministry. And if you have money that you feel to give to a minister that's here, then you put that money in the offering plate, because then it will be divided equally in proportion to the ministries that are here. For that is what the offering plate is for. The offering basket is for the offering. And the offering does not belong sliding up beside somebody to get their good place, get their goodwill, and putting a check or a $20 bill in their coat pocket. That is not of God. That is buying somebody's goodwill. And that is an abomination to God when you do that. Now, some of you have never heard that before, and some of you do that and have done that. The minister is present. Instead of putting the money in the offering, when the service is over, you walk by and put it in their hand or put it in their pocket. The minister should refuse to take it. The ministry who's taking money that way should refuse to take it. And they should say, I'm sorry, brother, I'm sister, but that's what the offering basket was passed for. Well, lunch is ready, and 1:15, the ladies will gather to go upstairs to...
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.